Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A Brazilian woman with family ties to White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt will be released from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody while she fights potential deportation. Bruna Ferreira, a longtime Massachusetts resident, was previously engaged to Levitt's brother, Michael. She was driving to pick up their 11-year-old son in New Hampshire when she was arrested by ICE agents in November. In Indiana, demonstrators gathered in the state's Capitol building to protest a plan by the Republican-majority state legislature to redraw Indiana's congressional boundaries. State senators advanced the proposal yesterday. Over the past several weeks, about a dozen have been threatened over their stance or their refusal to immediately declare support. A final vote is expected Thursday. Audio courtesy WRTV. Immigration lawyers and authorities say arrests of people from Afghanistan are rising. This follows the recent shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. The suspect is an Afghan national. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country will not cede territory to Russia.
Ukraine's leader is visiting Rome as he continues to rally European support for his country while resisting the US pressure for a painful compromise with Russia. He's meeting Pope Leo XIV and having talks with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Answering reporters' questions in a WhatsApp chat late Monday, Zelensky reaffirmed his firm refusal to cede any territory, saying that we clearly don't want to give up anything. On Monday, Zelensky held talks in London with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz to strengthen Ukraine's hand amid mounting impatience with President Donald Trump. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
This is the story of the one. As the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, she knows the only thing more important than having the right safety gear is having it there when you need it. That's why she partners with Grainger for auto reordering, so her team members can count on her to have cut-resistant gloves on hand, and each shift can run safely and efficiently. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My Amex Blue Cash Everyday card is my go-to accessory. When I shop, I can earn 3% cash back on U.S. online retail purchases. Try on the Blue Cash Everyday card. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-BCE. Terms and cash back cap apply.
After years of negotiations, New Orleans Catholic Church Administration and clerical sex abuse victims have come to an agreement.
The Archdiocese of New Orleans will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of victims of sexual abuse by clergy in a settlement now approved by a federal bankruptcy judge. The agreement was confirmed to the Associated Press by both the Archdiocese and attorneys for victims who've been involved in negotiations since 2020. Earlier this month, some survivors behind the more than 500 abuse claims testified how they are still affected decades later. The finalized agreement includes policies intended to prevent abuse and increase church transparency. They are adopting a survivor's bill of rights, and a survivor will have a seat on the Archdiocese internal review board that handles abuse claims. An outside expert will monitor church prevention practices, and a public archive will share documents related to abuse claims that have long been withheld. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP News.
President Trump is looking to justify a scrutinized strike on a boat in the Caribbean Sea. The president now says two suspected drug smugglers were trying to upright the vessel after it capsized during an initial strike in September.
They were trying to turn the boat back to where it could float. And we didn't want to see that because that boat was loaded up with drugs just like everything else.
Just 5 days ago, when asked if he was open to releasing video of the strike.
Whatever they have, we'd certainly release, no problem.
But asked about it today.
That now says
You said that. I didn't say that. This is ABC fake news.
The president says releasing the video is Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth's call.
Whatever he decides is okay with me.
Democrats are pushing for the release amid questions over whether killing survivors of a strike at sea could be a war crime. The Supreme Court's conservative majority seems likely to back President Trump's power to fire independent agency board members. During oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts and the five others suggested they would overturn the 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire those members.
Humphrey's executor is just a dried husk of whatever people used to think it was.
The court's already let some board members be ousted even as legal challenges continue. Ketanji Brown Jackson argues it's a presidential power grab, allowing the chief executive to strip experts from key institutions.
And replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything.
Amit Agarwal, who represents a fired FTC commissioner, worries about the potential damage.
Everything is on the chopping block.
President Trump is planning a big farm aid package to help soften the blow of his tariffs. An official here at the White House says it'll be a $12 billion package for American farmers who've struggled to sell crops while facing rising costs due to tariffs on China. It's the administration's latest effort to both defend the president's handling of the economy and address voter fears about higher costs, even as he's dismissed those concerns as a hoax.
The word affordability is a con job by the Democrats.
The official says the president will unveil the farm aid plan later. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been meeting with European allies in London over negotiations on a U.S.-backed plan to end Russia's war against Kyiv. The aim was to boost Ukraine's hand in the talks about the Trump administration's peace proposal amid the president's growing impatience with Zelensky.
His people love it, but he hasn't read it.
It's unclear why the president believes that. The tone was different at 10 Downing Street.
We stand here to support you.
Where British Prime Minister Keir Starmer hosted Zelensky, France's Emmanuel Macron, and Germany's Friedrich Merz, who says this is a decisive time.
I'm skeptical about some of the details which we are seeing in the documents coming from U.S. side, but we have to talk about that.
And Zelensky says Kyiv needs both European and American support.
That's why we need to make some important decisions.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The maker of an iPhone app that flags sightings of immigration agents is suing the Trump administration for free speech violations. Apple removed IceBlock and other apps from its store in October after Attorney General Pam Bondi claimed they put Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers at risk. IceBlock app maker Joshua Aaron argues this violates the First Amendment. With more than 1 million users, IceBlock was the most widely used of the ICE tracking apps in Apple's App Store. Aaron countered his app works no differently from Apple's own Maps app that lets drivers know about nearby police speed traps. Google also followed Apple in taking down some ICE tracking apps, but IceBlock was never available on Google's Android phone platform. I'm Ed Donahue.
You know what freedom is? No fear. Just like Tom Cruise.
The Golden Globe nominations are out, and Paul Thomas Anderson's film, One Battle After Another, leads with 9 nominations, continuing Oscar buzz around what critics describe as both an action thriller and a dystopian screwball comedy. Joachim Thier's Norwegian family drama, Sentimental Value, had 8 nominations, and Ryan Coogler's acclaimed vampire movie, Sinners, follows with 7. Notable snubs included Wicked for Good, nominated for 5 awards, but not Best Comedy or Musical. For the first time ever, podcasts got their own category. The 6 nominations were a mix of news, advice, and celebrity interviews like Call Her Daddy and the Mel Robbins podcast, avoiding popular political podcasts, and leaving some experts scratching their heads. The Globes air this January 11th on CBS, streaming on Paramount Plus, with comedian Nikki Glaser returning as host. I'm Jennifer King.
Paramount is challenging Netflix in a hostile bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. Netflix reached a $72 billion takeover deal with Warner Brothers Discovery just days ago in a deal that would alter the U.S. entertainment landscape. Paramount says that it is going straight to Warner Brothers shareholders with a $30 per share in cash offer for the entirety of Warner Brothers Discovery, including its global network segment, asking shareholders to reject the deal with Netflix. Paramount argues that the Netflix deal faces too many regulatory hurdles and would stifle competition. President Donald Trump says that the deal struck by Netflix to buy Warner Brothers Discovery could be a problem because of the size of the combined market share. Former South Carolina court clerk Becky Hill has pleaded guilty to showing sealed court exhibits to a photographer and lying about it in court. She's now been sentenced to 3 years of probation. Hill was in charge of taking care of the jury, overseeing exhibits, and helping the judge during Murdoch's six-week trial that ended with murder convictions for killing his wife and son. Hill also faced misconduct charges for taking bonuses and promoting a book she wrote about the trial. Her actions have become a focal point in Murdoch's appeal of his murder convictions and a sentence of life without parole. His lawyers say Hill tried to influence jurors to vote guilty and that she was biased against Murdoch for her book. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks pulled away from the record highs on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 215 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite edged down by 0.1%. Warner Brothers Discovery jumped more than 4%. Paramount took an offer to buy the entire company directly to shareholders. Paramount is trying to break up a deal Warner Brothers reached with Netflix. Treasury yields rose ahead of a meeting this week of the Federal Reserve. The Fed is widely expected to cut interest rates again, but also to indicate that fewer cuts may be coming next year. Seth Soutell, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Cameron Dicker kicked a decisive 54-yard field goal, and Tony Jefferson intercepted Jalen Hurts at the one-yard line to seal the 9-4 Chargers 22-19 overtime victory over the Eagles. Hurts threw four interceptions and lost a fumble.
I didn't play well enough. Too many turnovers.
The Colts confirmed that QB Daniel Jones has a season-ending Achilles injury. The team is bringing in retired 44-year-old QB Phillip Rivers for a workout Tuesday.
Without further ado, the winner of this year's Heisman Trophy is
Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, and Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin are the finalists for the Heisman Trophy given to the top player in college football. The Heisman Trophy Trust announced this year's four finalists Monday night. They are invited to New York for the award presentation Saturday night. Mendoza and Sayin lead teams ranked numbers 1 and 2 in the college football playoffs 12-team bracket. NBA Heat player Terry Rozier pleaded not guilty to charges he helped gamblers placing bets on his performance in NBA games. And college basketball, Arizona took number one and UConn remains number one in the respective men's and women's AP Top 25 polls. Police say a person of interest is in custody in connection with the shooting of New York Jets player Chris Boyd. A New York Police Department spokesperson on Monday did not say what role, if any, the person is believed to have had in the shooting. No charges have been filed. Boyd was shot in the abdomen just after 2 a.m. on November 16th in Midtown Manhattan. The shooter fled the scene. It was not clear what happened before the shooting. The Jets signed Boyd this year. He was expected to play a key role in a revamped special teams unit but was injured during practice this summer. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
In his opening remarks at an annual forum of top international organizations held in Berlin, Lee says the tariffs and other restrictive measures have dealt a severe blow to the global economy, adding that the damaging consequences of tariffs hurting both others and oneself have become increasingly evident without naming any specific country. Lee adds, whether it's free trade, meeting challenges together, or collaborative innovation, none of these can be realized with one party working alone. The forum's theme this year is working together on global governments for shared development. Civilians at a shelter in Thailand's border region express concerns as clashes reignite with neighboring Cambodia. Thousands are sheltering on a university campus in Surin, waiting for the violence to stop so they could go home. 65-year-old cassava farmer Pangam Kan Song Thong recalls the sudden fear of hearing artillery. "We were preparing to evacuate. We hadn't left yet. But when we heard shots, we hurried out immediately. I was scared. Who wouldn't be scared of shelling?" Fighting broke out following a skirmish in which one Thai soldier was killed on Sunday night, despite a ceasefire that ended 5 days of fighting in July over competing territorial claims along the border, which have resulted in dozens of civilians and military deaths on both sides, and the evacuation of over 100,000 civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A powerful wave killed 4 people and left 1 missing at a popular seawater pool on Spain's Tenerife Island. The pool is known for its volcanic rock and cement barriers and can be dangerous during rough seas. Local media reports a weather advisory was in effect, and one said the pool had been closed for almost a week. This man says swimmers ignore warnings. He says the danger is indeed signposted, but nowadays the issue of taking selfies and all that, well, it's happening. Accidents everywhere in the world. The local mayor says we ask people to pay attention to the signage put up by authorities. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Japanese government is still assessing the damage after a powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck off northeastern Japan. Officials reported some 24 people were hurt, mostly by falling objects. The quake triggered evacuations, and a tsunami a little over 2 feet high was recorded in the port city of Kuji. Masashi Kiyomoto with Japan's meteorological agency warned residents to stay alert for aftershocks over the next 2 to 3 days. The same area in 2011 saw a terrifying magnitude 9 quake and the tsunami that caused the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster. Audio courtesy NTV. I'm Jennifer King.
Workers at the Louvre Museum have voted for strikes to protest their work conditions, a ticket price hike for non-European visitors, and security weaknesses that a brazen daylight theft of France's crown jewels made plain in October. In a letter announcing the strike action starting next Monday, which was addressed to France's culture minister and seen by the AP, the CGT, CFDT, and SUD unions asserted that visiting the Louvre has become a real obstacle course for the millions of people who come to admire its huge collections of art and artifacts. One union official says the museum is in crisis with insufficient resources and increasingly deteriorated working conditions. The theft of 19 October 2025 highlighted shortcomings in priorities that had long been reported, the unions allege. Metula resident Ilan Rosenfeld walks through the burnt-out shell of his former business, stepping over crackling pieces of clay pipes that used to line his cafe. It's all that's left for him in this small, war-ravaged town, the northernmost in Israel, surrounded on 3 sides by Lebanon. As he scans the damage of the business he'd run for 40 years in Metula, which has long been in the crosshairs of flares-up along the volatile border, Rosenfeld explains, "Everything I had, everything I saved, everything I built, all of it burned. There were trees here, there was tourism here. I mixed between tourism and agriculture." While also in the region, farmer Levav Weinberg tells the AP,
"When we come back to Metula, we say, okay, we're coming back, we want to close a circle. Because we left, it was in a rush and not on the right way. And now we're thinking maybe it's not a good for us to stay here."
Rosenfeld adds, "Every day I wake up and I have only tears." Metula resident Ilan Rosenfeld walks through the burnt-out shell of his former business, stepping over crackling pieces of clay pipes that used to line his cafe. It's all that's left for him in this small, war-ravaged town, the northernmost in Israel, surrounded on 3 sides by Lebanon. As he scans the damage of the business he'd run for 40 years in Metula, which has long been in the crosshairs of flares-up along the volatile border, Rosenfeld explains, "Everything I had, everything I saved, everything I built, all of it burned. There were trees here, there was tourism here. I mixed between tourism and agriculture." While also in the region, farmer Levav Weinberg tells the AP,
"When we come back to Metula, we say, okay, we're coming back, we want to close a circle. Because we left, it was in a rush and not on the right way. And now we're thinking maybe it's not a good for us to stay here."
Rosenfeld adds, "Every day I wake up and I have only tears." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Christian Association of Nigeria says that 100 school children of the hundreds abducted from a Catholic school last month have been released. Gunmen attacked St. Mary's Catholic School on November 21st, seizing at least 303 children and 12 teachers. 50 managed to escape in the hours after that abduction. The church says they learned of the release over the weekend and that those released are to be transported to meet with officials. No group has claimed responsibility for the abductions, but locals blame the armed gangs that target schools and travel. travelers and kidnappings for ransom across Nigeria's conflict-battered north. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.